Well, today from Studio B, we have with us a memory expert, and as I understand it, you teach courses, you give lectures on how to better use your mind and the memory.
That's right. It can help anybody, no matter what business you're in. If your memory is sharpened and you have little tricks to remember things like...
People's names when you're introduced at
right,
a party.
Right, people's names. Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
What is it, association that you...
It's association. We have various things. Sometimes you take the alphabet and go A, B, C, D, and then A will make you remember something, and then
so what do you do?
C is next.
ABC, yes.
C is next.
So that actually is what they call, or what you call, memory pegs.
We call it our memory mosaic.
Memory mosaic.
Yeah, it was developed
That's
in
the
Texas.
Technique. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a thing where you recall something, like if it's blue and it begins with a P, then you know very well that
Goes into the mosaic.
Yeah, I just look at my notes here for a second.
So, but let me ask you this. Let's say you're at a party and you're introduced to 15 or 20 people, and they say, this is Bill, and this is Betty, and this is George, and this is Gladys.
Now we use what we call our Hollywood technique. So, you know, if Gladys looks like Humphrey Bogart, you remember the initials HB. And HB, B is for blue. Blue and Bogart. See? You get it. And then you remember.
How does that get to Gladys, though?
Well, Gladys, if you look at her and you say, hey, she looks like Bogart. If somebody has one ear sticking out, remember Gable.
Gable. But but how does that, Gladys,
well,
is
if their
supposed
name
to
is
be
Kent,
blue?
If their name is Kent, well, see, now Gladys can help you think of Kent, who looks like Gable, because Bogart
Who's
and
Kent?
Gable
Who's
knew
Kent?
Each other. Kent is the second person you're trying to, I'm just,
But you said Gladys was blue.
Well, she knows Kent.
Humphrey,
she's a friend of
Bogart,
Kent. And see, now here's the key to it. She's a friend of Kent's. Maybe she's Gladys's date. Then, and Bogart knew Gable. See, it's a whole thing coming. Now, Myrna Loy is the mother. Remember that.
Now, if and from Myrna,
that's
mother?
Right, and Anne Margaret sometimes will look like somebody, or if you have someone from a banana country, you know, somebody that's of a South American persuasion, you'll say to yourself, green.
See? Why would you say that?
Because people from Ireland have immigrated to South America, and green is for Ireland.
Ah, yes.
Then you remember a Wallace Berry.
Do you remember my name? Thank you very much for being with us right here from
Tom
Studio B.
Bill? Bob.